Thank you, Rinnovan, for the kind introduction, and Jai Sairam to everyone. It's a great honour to participate in this wonderful trip down memory lane as we celebrate the golden anniversary of Pinasai Center. Some of the other speakers, including Umaben, Christian Bai, have already recounted the history of this first ever Sai Center in the UK. I am particularly proud to say that the Gadia family has been closely associated with the center going back almost to its inception. In the early 1970s, my late grandfather, Nagardas Bai, together with my grandmother, Gulabben, were amongst the early participants at Mr. and Mrs. Sitaram's house in Cuckoo Hill Drive, Pinna, along with many other pioneers who have been mentioned. Only a few years prior, in 1968, my family had the great pleasure of receiving Bhagwan Baba in Uganda during his first and only overseas trip. I don't want to steal any thunder from our respected Chandubai, but he might mention later on that Swami visited his father-in-law's house, Jagjivan Bai, who was also Dr. Dhirubhai Gadia's father. This was a unique moment for our whole family when we received Swami's blessings, and a number of members present on that occasion are in the audience today. Some of my own earliest childhood memories, together with my brother Ketan, were attending Balvikas at 10 Village Way in Rainers Lane, which was the first public hall where the centre shifted in 1973. I remember that every Sunday we participated in the ritual loading and unloading of our blue Peugeot 504 estate car with all the pieces of the altar and the blankets to the floor. Anyone who knew my grandfather will know how stern and disciplined he was, so we frankly had no choice other than to obey his orders. But looking back, although it might have felt like an ordeal at the time, it was a true lesson about the importance of seva and selfless service, a virtue of our culture, which I highlighted in my maiden speech in the House of Lords. My grandfather naturally roped in my late father, Kishore Bai, as an active volunteer at the centre, and also my mother, Hansaben, as a Balvikas guru, teaching alongside Gauri Ben and Shivni Ben. Today, as Renu Ben mentioned, we've come full circle with my own daughter Priyana and nieces Isha and Jia attending what is now known as Satya Sai Education, or SSE. And my sister-in-law Nipa is now serving as one of the gurus alongside my mother. As we look back to that early era, it is not just a moment for nostalgia, but also an opportunity to acknowledge the strong legacy left by our forebears and the many elders and pioneers present here today. As Sir Isaac Newton said, "If I have seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants." All of us have benefited from standing on their shoulders, and we owe them a huge debt of gratitude. As a result of their efforts, Pinasai Center wasn't only an important place for spiritual reflection, it was and is much more. For many of us arriving in this country from different parts of the world, it provided an extended family, a support network, and a source of lifelong friendships. It was unique in bringing together people from all parts of India together, Gujarat, Kashmir, Punjab, and further afield from Sri Lanka and Burma and East Africa. Above all, it allowed us to preserve and pass on our cherished cultural and spiritual values. So looking back on my experience of Baldikas, I am proud to say it was a character-defining and building period, which has helped me in my life journey and will remain with me forever. The same, I am sure, is true for many of my contemporaries who have all gone to flourish in many varied and accomplished fields. Not only did we learn Sanskrit shlokas and conduct bhajan practice, but we also learned about the profound depth of the Hindu scriptures and their commonality with the teachings of so many other world religions. The highlight of the year was undoubtedly the annual Ishwaramma Day program, when we would put on plays and performances, a list of which Krishnabai read out, rehearsed over many weeks and months. All those years back, we didn't have access to a stage or professional costumes, so we improvised with makeshift curtains and saris for dhotis and borrowed props. Although we were short on resources, we were long on commitment and dedication. It was only in my last years at Baldikas that we gained access to more professional facilities. And some of you will remember the great excitement of being able to hold our first large-scale program at the Queensbury Hall with its own stage. I was fortunate to play Harishchandra, as you see on the screen, on that occasion. And as Shibni Ben will vouch for, I grew my hair long to make sure I was fully in character and looked the part. Well, on that front, as you can now see, it has been downhill ever since. But more seriously, I wanted to expand further on the importance of SSE. At its core is the role of teachers. As we know, a guru in our Vedic traditions occupies a special position. He or she is revered and held in high esteem, not only for who they are and what they know, but also for their role as a custodian of fundamental values that are passed from one generation to the next. There is an important distinction here. The job of a teacher, as we know it today, has almost become a transactional relationship, an expert who knows something that the pupil seeks to acquire. In contrast, a guru is somebody much more significant, a source of wisdom, inspiration, and guidance, a mentor who leads by example, concerned with the overall well-being of the student or shishya, and looking forward to a time when their disciples step into their shoes as the light cycle of life turns once more. In October 1940, when Baba declared his mission, his very first message was Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam Dushtara Bhavasa Garasaranam. O mind, take refuge at the feet of the Guru. He will guide you across the ocean called life. So there is no other tradition where gurus are treated with such respect. They are crucial for transmitting our values. All of us have been blessed by being anchored in a set of timeless values, which provides us with a sense of perspective and balance. Amongst these is the openness to new ideas, which is almost a prerequisite for any form of education and self-discovery. The Rig Veda, one of the oldest living scriptures found anywhere, which I used to take my oath in the House of Lords, says in Sanskrit, Ano Bhadra Kratavo Yantu Vishvata, meaning, let noble thoughts come to me from all directions. This sentiment is crucial for a world that is becoming increasingly inward, insular, and intolerant. It is therefore vital that we keep open rather than close off young minds. I also believe that dharma, the highly virtuous concept that you reap what you sow, is also a positive way to approach other aspects of your life, be they personal or business relationships. As a consequence, we shouldn't seek to be somebody, but to achieve something. So, if we do our duty, our dharma, then everything else will fall into place. These have been some of the abiding lessons I have taken away from Bhaldikas. Looking back, having worked in many large corporate organizations and attended business school, there is much talk of and significance given to the objective of having a clear strategy. My professor at the London Business School taught me that the best strategy needs to articulate and address three fundamental questions: who, what, and why. So it's revealing that Swami has turned out to be the best strategist of them all. Giving us the clearest answers to these three questions. The who is your guru. The what is education, including, of course, SSE. And the why is building character through values. And it is through values that we have the prospect of transforming not just individual communities, but entire countries and ultimately the whole world. It is the noblest of any strategy executed by any spiritual organization, and we are all fortunate to have been touched by its power. Mahatma Gandhi, whose 150th birth anniversary we celebrate this year, expressed this beautifully when he said the following: your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your values. Your values become your destiny. I am certainly fortunate that the Bhaldikas of Pinnasai Center has helped to shape my own values and destiny. And I would encourage all the children, parents, gurus, and volunteers to continue in this path. You are shaping not only your destiny, but that of the world. Jai Sai Ram.